Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There's not a greater calling in all the world than being a pastor. Amen. And amen. Nothing greater, but nothing with more responsibilities in all the world than being a pastor. We have missionaries here. Something greater than being a missionary, not in you know what I'm talking about, okay, is being a pastor because of the call of God that's upon you and the responsibilities now that you have to the missionaries. Are you following what I'm talking about? We're all on the same grounds level for the cross. But when we talk about responsibilities and all, and this is what Paul is talking about the care of the churches, the Apostle Paul, as he dealt with these churches. Man, Church of Corinth had to deal with them. And he talked about, I poured myself out to you, churches, and now here you are. You don't even think I'm an apostle. It's interesting when he talks about this. I'm in constant peril of my life. Paul's life was always on the line, and there was always people out there to kill him. And we read some of the examples. Charles Haddon Spurgeon gave 7 steps to dying daily in a sermon titled, he preached a sermon titled, Dying Daily. Here are the 7 steps to dying daily. Number 1, every day we're to consider the certainty of death. Every day, I read in my personal, I told you before, I have 4 devotional books that I read through. One of them is a devotional in the book of Ecclesiastes. I read again this morning on Ecclesiastes, and it talks through Ecclesiastes about dying and death. And the verse this morning, it talks about a man dies and an animal dies. It's all the same. But as from an earthly standpoint, that is, we're all going to die. Death is a certainty. Now, from God's standpoint, from heaven, it's completely different. But as that preacher is talking about in Ecclesiastes, we're all going to die. There's that certainty of death. As a matter of fact, he says in that verse, who can knoweth where the spirit goes? Who knows these things? You know, really, for really. Well, Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, number 1, every day consider the certainty of death. Now, it doesn't mean you live in fear, but just realize that we're not promised tomorrow. That's what he's saying, the certainty of death. Number 2, by faith, put your soul through the whole process of death. In other words, this, if I die, where am I going? I have no need to fear. I'm going to heaven. So that was the point there. By faith, know that when and if we do die, where will we be? Number 3, I love this one. Hold this world with a loose hand. You know what he's saying? Don't hold on tight. Because when you go, in Ecclesiastes and in the book of Job, I read that, you ain't taking it with you. How much do you leave behind? Everything. So Charles Haddon Spurgeon, number 3, hold this world with a loose hand. Don't cling on to it. Number 4, every day, seriously test your hope and your experience. And I read a little bit of that, what he was trying to say, and you really have to dig deep what he's trying to say here about every day. Seriously test your hope and your experiences. Do you die daily? Are you living for Christ? Or is it all about yourself? And that's what he's saying here. You really test your hope and your experiences in life. Number 5, come every day just as you did at conversion to the cross of Jesus Christ as a poor, guilty sinner. I love that one. Every day, realize that you're still a sinner and you come to the cross every day. How many of us actually every day consider that? And when I was writing this, I had to do some retrospect. I have to admit, every day I don't go back to the cross. Every day. go back to the cross and realize just how guilty of a sinner I get up my devotions and do in the morning, and I get and don't really consider every day what Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary. And that's what Charles Haddon Spurgeon was saying, to come every day, just as you did at conversion, to the cross of Jesus as a poor, guilty sinner. Number six, live in a manner that you would not be ashamed to die at any moment. True, a lot of truth in that one. Live in a manner that you would not be ashamed to die at any moment. And then number seven, have your affairs in order so that you are ready to die. Have your affairs in order so that you are ready to die. In other words, I've said it before, I've said it so many times, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the uppertaker. But still, are our affairs in order? If I was to be called home today, well, I'm ready. I know where I'll be. But what do I leave behind? My testimony. So many things we go, what do we leave behind for our children? Things of that nature, in any way, providing for them. So there's a thought about make sure all your affairs of life are in order. Verse number 32, back in 1 Corinthians. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it me if the dead rise not? This is an interesting statement when he talks about in Ephesus. And the only thing we can get, and I won't go back there, he was probably referring to his struggles with the craftsmen at Ephesus in Acts chapter 19, verses 23 through 41. I won't rehash that. I won't allow. But there were some men, remember Demetrius, all of that. They wanted to kill the Apostle Paul. And here he calls them beast, B-E-S, B-E-A-S-T, which I'd put it in a modern language, I'll write, they're a bunch of animals. They're beasts there at Ephesus. They were trying to kill me. And then just so we were, they're just like a bunch of animals. Paul used that word, the same word in Philippians chapter number 3, verse number 2. When Paul was talking about those Pharisees and them Judaizers, he said, beware of dogs. When he said beware of dogs in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 2, he wasn't referring to those dogs that roam in the streets and all. Matter of fact, Kendall, he bought a little puppy. And that puppy, I forget, it's like a German shepherd. It's called a Mancherin or whatever you call these things. I don't know what you call this. What's it called?
Malinois.
What?
Malinois.
A Malinois. And they're police dogs. He brought. And we're trying to train that dog when a stranger comes. You know what, dog? He's a puppy. He's going to be a dog, big dog. He's fine. You know what he does? Anybody new comes in the house? A puppy. By the way, that scares me to death. So Kendall brings him over to get used to people and all, and the kids go, you know, we hold back and all. Anyway, he's got to get used to people. He wasn't talking about those kind of dogs, Paul, here in Philippians 3:2. He talked about those guys, these Judaizers, who would twist the gospel. And they would say, well, you can be saved, but you have to keep the law. He said, they're a bunch of dogs. Well, that's what he called these folks at Ephesus. They're beasts. They're like wild animals. They were zealous Jewish teachers. Then he says, if the dead rise not, he says, let's eat and drink. And I have in parentheses in my notes, let's party. For you all are going to die anyway. So what's the use? If this is all the life is, this is all it's about. Well, then he makes that statement. If the dead rise not, well, let us eat and drink. Have a good time in life, for tomorrow we're going to die. There's no resurrection if that's the case.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.